Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
This week we're looking at happiness. The first point to make would be to consider that happiness has actually started to become a bit of a buzzword, particularly in psychology and also in other aspects of society. It's becoming more and more a goal that people are achieving. And actually, the happiness, the word, often describes a wide variety of emotions and emotional responses to things. Everything from, you know, joy and elation to other traits like optimism and other experiences or states like being content with our situation. Researchers have actually found that when people actually describe their experience of happiness, what they're actually describing are time-limited moments in their lives where they experience these intense feelings of joy rather than a longer-term state. So the first little mind game is to consider what you actually think happiness is and whether you actually see that it is a time-limited state or whether you think that happiness is a long-term thing, much like a plateau that you achieve and then you have it. Researchers also describe these different states as different types of pleasure. So hedonic pleasure is actually a transitory state and time-limited, whereas eudaimonic pleasure is actually ongoing and a much more in line with a contented life and overall well-being. So the feeling may not be as intense, but it is much longer lasting. And interestingly, Daniel Kahneman from Princeton University actually sees that life itself is actually a series of moments. These moments are really the places where true happiness resides. And so getting in touch with these moments and being able to experience each and every moment to the full actually allows us to experience much more or many more of these moments of happiness and joy. So we'll take another look at this next week on Mind Games.